Best gifts for board game lovers, 2026, picks they'll actually use. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. The best board game gifts are the ones that match the recipient, not the leaderboard. Here's the trap every board game gift guide falls into. They recommend the same 6 boxes to everyone and call it a list. The trouble is, the person you're shopping for probably already owns most of them or skipped them on purpose. A board game is a strange gift. It takes up real shelf space. It asks for 2 or 3 hours of someone's evening before it can justify itself. A game that gets played twice and then lives in a closet isn't a gift. It's a chore you handed someone. So I built this guide around one rule, the only one that matters. If it didn't earn a shelf in my house, it isn't in here. Everything below is something I've watched come off the shelf again and again, the ones my hand reaches for first. And here's what most guides get wrong. Board gamer isn't one person. The host who wants 10 people laughing is shopping for something completely different than the couple who plays head-to-head after the kids are asleep. Those are opposite jobs. So I've sorted this by the person, not the leaderboard. Find your person, jump to their section, and skip the rest. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What do you give someone who owns Catan and nothing else? This is the single most common board game gift situation, and it's the easiest to get wrong. The instinct is to buy them more Catan, an expansion, the 3D edition, a sequel. Don't. Someone with one game on the shelf doesn't need that game to get bigger. They need a second game that proves the hobby is wider and friendlier than they think. The move is a Gateway Plus game, a touch more polished than Catan, a touch less random, quick to teach. 2 picks do this perfectly. You draft glossy resin tiles and lay them into a mosaic. That's basically it. It teaches in 4 minutes, plays in 30, and looks like a coffee table object rather than a nerd artifact. Crucially, it has 0 dice, which quietly fixes the number one complaint people have about Catan, getting wrecked by a cold streak of rolls. It's a Spiel des Jahres winner, and that red pawn on the box is the single most reliable, this is friendly signal in the hobby. You collect train cards and claim routes across a map. The friendliest aha in the hobby is the moment a new player realizes they can quietly block your route. That's the spark that turns a guest into a gamer. The 2025 refresh kept the gameplay and modernized the trains and box. Here's the read that saves you: match the complaint, not the category. If your Catan owner gripes about luck, go Azul, pure decisions, no dice. If they loved the trading and table talk and just want more of it, Ticket to Ride keeps that negotiation energy alive. Either gift tells them the same thing: the world after Catan is bright, fast, and forgiving. What's the best board game gift for a couple? 2-player is its own craft. A lot of great games shrink badly at 2, the table feels empty, the tension leaks out. The games below were built for 2, and they're the most reliable couple gift I know because they fit a weeknight. Set up fast, play in 15 to 45 minutes, pack away clean. You're the pilot and co-pilot landing a plane, fully cooperative, and you cannot talk during the placement phase. You set dice down in silence, reading each other's intent. In 2024, it became the first 2-player-only game ever to win the Spiel des Jahres in the award's 45-year history, and it had already taken Dicebreaker's best board game in 2023. A round is only about 13 to 15 minutes, so the Feliandri try loop is addictive. The jury literally praised that you'll want to try again straight away. Here's the lineage worth knowing: that wordless coordination DNA comes straight from the mind. For a couple, the enforced silence quietly turns a board game into a read your partner exercise. You draft cards to build a civilization, and there are 3 distinct paths to victory: civilian points, military domination, or science, so every game branches and almost never plays the same way twice. It survives 100 plays without getting solved. If you only buy one for a couple, make it Sky Team. The silence is the magic. Should you buy 7 Wonders Duel and expansion to go with it? This is the question that separates a good couple gift from a great one, and almost nobody gets it right, because the answer is counterintuitive: not yet. 7 Wonders Duel is one of those rare designs that's already complete in the box. Stack an expansion on top of a first play, and you'll bury the recipient under rules before they've fallen in love with the core. Give the base game alone, let them wear a groove in it over a dozen evenings, and save the expansion for the next gift occasion. That patience is itself the insider move. When they're ready, here's the fork most buyers don't know to navigate. There are two main expansions, and they pull in opposite directions. You recruit gods from five ancient cultures, each granting a one-off blessing, wealth, military muscle, a way to spite your opponent's plan. It bolts on cleanly, adds spice, and barely raises the rules' weight. If your couple is still newish to the game, Pantheon is the right second box. It's a meaningfully bigger brain load, and it's the better pick for a couple who have already mastered the base and want genuine new depth. The trap to avoid: don't stack both at once. Even seasoned reviewers warn that running Pantheon and Agora together overwhelms the elegant base game. One expansion, chosen to match where the couple actually is on the learning curve, is The Gift. Two is A Mess Wearing a Bow. What should you buy the strategy nerd who already has everything? This is the hardest person to shop for because they've read the rankings you're about to read and they probably own the top 10. You don't out-research them. Instead, you give them the two games universally agreed to be the genre's summit, the ones a serious collector will happily own even if a copy's already on the shelf, because they're that good to bring out. Deep, mean, beautifully interlocking. Here's the buying detail almost everyone fumbles. There are two brass games. The original is Brass, Lancashire. Birmingham is the 2018 redesign that climbed to the top spot. Birmingham is the one to gift. It adds the beer economy. You need beer as a consumable to build most manufacturing and pottery, and a sixth action scout that lets a stuck player dump three cards for two wilds. That single smoothing tweak is a big reason Birmingham overtook the original. If the recipient already owns Lancashire and loves it, Birmingham is still a fantastic gift. They're different maps, not duplicates. A 90-to-150-minute puzzle with enormous replayability, a fixture in the Board Game Geek top 5 since release. A word of candor, both are expensive and long. If your strategy nerd mostly plays with a casual group, a 3-hour brain burner can sit in shrinkwrap forever. If they don't, drop to Cascadia and you'll get far more table time per dollar. What's the best party game gift for someone who hosts? The host has a different problem than everyone else in this guide. They need a game that scales to a full table of mixed skill levels. The board gamer brother-in-law and the cousin who hasn't played anything since Monopoly, in the same round, both having fun. That rules out anything with a rulebook longer than an index card. One player sees a hidden target on a dial between two concepts, overrated to underrated, say, and gives a one-word clue. The team turns the dial to guess where it lands. It's a conversation generator. The arguments about where a hot dog falls on the spectrum are the actual game. It plays 2 to 12. And the physical dial and screen makes it feel like a real party object rather than a card deck. Worth noting for gift timing, Wavelength has gone in and out of stock in waves over the years, so if you spot a copy in stock at a fair price, grab it. It isn't always sitting there waiting. Two teams, a grid of word cards, and a spymaster giving one-word clues to link their team's words. Board Game Geek's community rates it the best party game ever made, and it's under 20 bucks. It's the rare game that rewards the cleverest person at the table without leaving anyone bored. One buyer's note on code names, because the shelf is crowded with versions, the original is the competitive team game you want for a host. Codenames Pictures swaps words for abstract images, faster, more visual. Codenames Duet is a fully cooperative two-player small group version, a different game, not an upgrade. For a host with a crowd, buy the original red box. How do you rehook a lapsed gamer who stopped buying years ago? The lapsed gamer is a specific, lovely person to shop for. They have warm memories of game night, but they think the hobby is still Settlers and apples to apples. They don't know the last decade happened, that games got gorgeous, shorter, and smarter. Your job isn't to overwhelm them, it's to show them gently what they missed. The wrong move is a 90-minute strategy epic. That confirms their fear that modern games are homework. The right move is something beautiful and effortless that plays in 30 to 45 minutes. You lay hex tiles of Pacific Northwest habitats and place little wooden animal tokens to score patterns, relaxing, quick, and it won the 2022 Spiel des Jahres for exactly this: easy to learn, hard to put down quality. There's no take that, no player elimination, nobody gets crushed. It's the most welcoming on-ramp back into the hobby I know, and it has a genuinely good solo mode for the nights they want to ease in alone. Here's the version trap. There are two standalone crews. Get Mission Deep Sea, not the original quest for Planet 9. Deep Sea is the smoother, more flexible redesign with a better difficulty curve, and it's the one to own if you're only owning one. Keep it light, keep it pretty, keep it short. Let the games do the convincing. Which board game accessories and heirloom gifts actually get used? Once someone owns the games, the best gift shifts from another box to making the boxes they love better. These are the gifts that get touched every single session, and the rare ones that outlive the games entirely. A custom insert is the sleeper hit. Many beloved games, Wingspan, Gloomhaven, Everdell, ship with a useless cardboard tray, so setup eats 10 minutes of fishing through baggies. Dollar for dollar, it's the most used gift on this list. It improves every single play of a game they already adore. Two insider caveats, because this is where gift givers get burned. First, folded space inserts require assembly, they ship flat, you glue the foam core together, and a big one, Tapestry Frosthaven, can eat an hour or two on the kitchen table. Build it yourself before you wrap it. Handing someone a bag of flat foam is not a gift. If you want zero assembly, Lazarox inserts cost more but go together with far less fuss and excellent instructions. Second, match the insert to a specific game they own constantly, usually the one with the most expansions or the messiest box. And for the heirloom tier, a handcrafted wooden chess set is the gift nobody rehomes. Chess never goes out of print, never needs an expansion, and a real wooden set gets handed down. If you want a board game gift that's still in the family in 50 years, this is it. How do you buy a board game gift when they might already own it? This is the anxiety under every entry on this list. The recipient is a real collector, and you're terrified of duplicating something on their shelf. Good news, you can de-risk it almost entirely, and the methods are the kind of thing experienced gift givers do quietly. Check their Board Game Geek wishlist first. Most serious gamers keep a profile on Board Game Geek, and a public wishlist is a literal shopping list they made for you. Search their username. If they've ranked once by priority, buy from the top. It's the single highest hit rate move in this entire guide, and they'll never know you peaked. When in doubt, buy at their local game store, a gift card, or the game itself with the receipt kept. The friendly local game store, FLGS, is where collectors actually want their money to go. A gift card that lets them choose, supports a shop the hobby depends on, and dodges the duplication problem completely. If you do gift a physical game, ask the shop for a gift receipt so an exchange is painless. And remember the lesson threaded through this whole guide. On a genuine old-timer, they might own it, isn't a real problem. A second copy of Brass, Birmingham to leave at the cabin, or a fresh codenames, because the old one's dog-eared, gets played, not shelved. The duplication fear only matters on mediocre games, and there are none of those here. Buy with confidence, everything on this list earns its square footage. Final verdict. If you remember one thing, remember this. Shop for the person, not the chart. Find your person in the sections above, match the game to how they actually spend an evening, and you'll give something that comes off the shelf again and again instead of gathering dust. We don't sell any of these. Every link points to the maker or a real retailer, no markup, because the point is that it earns its place at their table, not ours. If it didn't earn a shelf in my house, it isn't in this guide. Frequently asked questions. What's the best board game gift for someone who only owns Catan? Give them a different game, not more Catan. Azul has no dice, which fixes the luck complaint people often have about Catan. Ticket to Ride keeps the social, route-blocking energy. Skip Catan expansions for a one-game owner. Those only pay off for someone already obsessed with the base game. What is the best two-player board game to give a couple? What board game should I buy for a serious strategy gamer who has everything? A serious collector will happily own and play these even if a copy is already on the shelf. One caveat, both are long 2+ hours and heavy, so confirm they have a group that plays meaty games before spending the money. What's a good party board game for a host with a big group? Wavelength has a physical dial and plays up to 12, generating the kind of arguments that are the fun. Both teach in 2 minutes and get better with a rowdy, mixed-skill crowd, exactly what a host needs. How do I get a lapsed gamer back into board games? Go light and beautiful, never heavy. Avoid gifting a 2-hour strategy epic. That confirms their fear that modern games are homework. Are board game accessories actually good gifts, or a cop-out? They're often the most used gift you can give, because they improve a game the person already loves and plays. The key is matching the accessory to a specific game they play constantly. A generic organizer gathers dust, but the perfect fit insert for their favorite game gets used forever. What's a good heirloom quality board game gift? A handcrafted wooden chess set is the classic heirloom. It never goes out of print, never needs an expansion, and gets handed down. The rule for heirloom gifts: spend the money only on evergreen games, chess, go backgammon, fine playing cards, never on a limited edition version of a trendy game that may be forgotten in a few years. How much should I spend on a board game gift? Matching the recipient matters far more than spending more. What board game gift should I avoid buying? Avoid gifting your own personal favorite to a casual or lapsed gamer. Enthusiasts tend to push a meaty two-hour game that intimidates the recipient. Also, avoid buying a Catan expansion for someone who only mildly likes the base game, and avoid spending heirloom money on a trendy limited edition game that may be obsolete in a few years. Match the game to the person in front of you, not to the leaderboard or to your own taste.